Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And speaking of knowing so much that isn't so, let's listen in to see what she's saying now.
Is about gun violence, and that's passing that bill and having it signed into law would save lives. But that's just one of many. But in terms of prescription drug, they have a bill, we have a bill, let's pass them and go to conference. But they're not only not taking up our bill, they're not even taking up their bill. Increasing paychecks, when we come back that first week, we will be rolling out our infrastructure legislation, the work of more than one committee, but led by the Infrastructure and Transportation Committee, Peter DeFazio. It's pretty exciting. It's something we talked about during the campaign. It's something the president talked about as a priority during the campaign. We thought we would be able to move in a positive way on this. So far, they have not come on board. However, we've decided now we'll just have to go forward. And we do believe that now with the passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that they might be interested in cooperating in other ways.
And Nancy Pelosi, who's talking about the other items on the House agenda, now that impeachment has been passed on to the Senate, I think we've heard enough of her, probably more than enough of her. So hopefully you have survived that without losing your lunch, if you've had lunch already, or maybe even your breakfast or coffee. I don't know. So let's talk about an eagerly anticipated book. Actually, going to talk about a couple of books here. First off, Breitbart reporting, Amazon has crowned a particular book the most anticipated. The most anticipated. This is a really exhaustive investigative book. It's called Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. Now, this book is out this week. There are more pre-orders for this book than any other book on the list, according to Amazon charts. I think that's awesome that people are actually reading. I mean, that's a good sign. It's actually going to hit bookstores nationwide January 21st. That's next week. Profiles in Corruption by Government Accountability Institute President and Breitbart Senior Contributor Peter Schweitzer hit number one in Amazon 10 days before the official release. The book is said to contain never-before-published revelations about Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Eric Garcetti, Kamala Harris, Sherrod Brown, and Amy Klobuchar, several of whom are featured on the book's cover. So this is some pretty exciting stuff. Some important campaign year revelations, really, about all of these folks. And I don't need to tell you that among people who uncovered things like this, you're not going to find people who are more effective, more thorough than Peter Schweitzer. I mean, it's just that simple. We will, of course, have Peter on this program. I mentioned to you a few minutes ago when I saw a story about this last week. I thought, wow, this is going to be good. Reposted this on my social media page, and Peter quickly liked that because I'm sure he is excited about this as well. Again, it's called Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. Now, I mentioned, for my reading pleasure and edification this weekend, I'm looking to do another one of my day trips. And today, I mean, this week, I think, I don't even remember where it, I'm somewhere in Florida. I like to find warm places this time of year. So the, it's definitely going to be Florida, and I have just the book to read. Just arrived yesterday. It's called Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About by Wilfred Riley. I have never heard of this guy before. Never heard of him. But I looked through, and one of my surprises was to look and see he's black. Oh, my goodness. And another interesting detail, associate professor at Kentucky State University. He's written another book called Hate Crime Hoax and the $50 Million Question. His featured writing in USA Today, Washington Times, Academic Questions, and other scholarly journals. And his research interests include modern American race relations and the use of modern quantitative methods to test sacred cow theories. Ooh, sounds interesting, doesn't it? I'm serious. I do this. When I see, I call people up and I connect with them. Because just like with Peter Schweitzer, that's how I got to know him through his book. And we've continued interacting as friends since that time. And we have some mutual friends as well. But I know on a future visit to Kentucky, I am definitely going to meet this guy. I'm intrigued by what I've read already. Here is just a sampling. I'm trying to whet your appetite for this book. This is the inside cover. Do you have a right to be offended by the facts? Against all the evidence, the mainstream media insists America has never been more racist and sexist. The police are waging a war on black people. White privilege means minorities never get a fair shake. And although this narrative of oppression is demonstrably fictitious, it is taboo to question it. And those who do risk being labeled racist or sexist themselves. At this point, what America needs is an honest conversation based on common sense and cold, hard facts. Honesty and respect for the facts are the specialty of Wilfred Riley. In this book, he fearlessly examines 10 forbidden truths that have been buried by political correctness. Are you ready for this? The black rate of violent crime is roughly 2.5 times the white rate. Boy, we don't want to hear that. When demographic variables are taken into account, there are no racial differences in the rate of police-involved shootings. Oh boy, that throws out a narrative, doesn't it? Interracial crime is remarkably rare, but 75 to 80% of it occurs against white people. Think anybody will care about that? Can't do news stories on that. Minorities can be racist. No! This guy's got to be crazy. Take the Nation of Islam, which holds that white people are an inferior race created by a black scientist. Disparities between racial groups in IQ testing and SAT performance are the result of cultural variables, such as, you want to guess what he says? The presence of a father in the home, not of racism. Boy, this guy's really asking for it, isn't he? Wilfred Riley. The name of the book is Taboo. As I told you, I'm going to take a deep dive into this book over the weekend. And I'd encourage you to check it out as well. Just what I've seen so far is this is going to be dynamite. And I think this warrants a live interview, which I am going to arrange. So, much more as we continue the broadcast, and we'll also take a look at the day in history, much more. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, over on the text line, some interesting items here, including this. Pelosi coming up with that many millions during fundraisers only proves how badly they're ripping off the American taxpayer and how corrupt they are. Millions of dollars from the Democrats, no surprise, easy come, easy go. Another person echoing what our caller said earlier, Pelosi raising all that money, a direct result of Trump's great economy. Is it not a conflict of interest for senators to partake in the impeachment trial while they're on the campaign trail? I mean, anything different than before? Pelosi, she sold herself and sold out our country to the tune of almost $1 billion. Yep, pretty much. Let's start a new meme. Flip the House. Let's all work to flip the House of Representatives back to a Republican House. Then our president can get some of these things done. And you better make sure, if you're going to do something like that, you darn well better make sure you get the right kind of Republicans. You get a crop of more Republicans like many of the ones we have there, it's not going to amount to a hill of beans. It really isn't. Anyway, I don't even want to go into that right now. It just ticks me off. The drain to drain the swamp is clogged up. Time for political Drano. That's clever. I like that one. The symbolism in idiot Pelosi signing of impeachment papers is blatant. The only persons I have seen doing that were presidents, as I've seen before. They'll continue to go after Trump after he wins 2020, and if they get him, Pence, because someone has promised the presidency to the Speaker of the House. Can you imagine if that happened? Boy. How can they drain the swamp when the alligators are in charge of the plug? Exactly. That's how this works. Can a member of management ask Vince to take that crazy woman off his introduction saying, impeach 45? We've suffered enough. Talking about Maxine Waters. You know, I am, you know, you can kill that, by the way, John. Let's pull the plug on that. I don't want to hear that crazy, honest or acting woman anymore. I think we've heard enough of her. We'll have to put a replacement in there. I couldn't help but notice most of the mainstream media outlets did not cover the USA-China trade deal that was put together yesterday. Even the Democrats didn't comment on it. It was all about impeachment, of course. That's the headline. Vince, how can they have obstruction of Congress when the House alone is not considered Congress? Congress itself is made up of the House and the Senate. That is a brilliant observation. It's rather presumptuous of Ms. Pelosi, isn't it, to refer to obstruction of Congress? She's only half of Congress. Do you realize in the Clinton impeachment, no witnesses testified in open court? All took depositions behind closed doors, so no media could cover it. Why would the left think this round would be any different? Exactly. What else do we have here? Someone who heard Nancy Pelosi a few minutes ago. Good grief. Is that lady ever coherent at all? By the way, well, let me finish these. And then I'm going to share with you a rich Babylon Bee. You'll love this one. Just finished lunch. You stopped her just in time. I only threw up in my mouth just a little. I'm really sick and tired of listening to that babbling old fool drunk. That is great. Here's a person with a travel idea for me. A little farther down the Gulf Coast of Florida, but try Sanibel Island. Beautiful beaches. Peaceful and relaxing. All right, let's go to note to self here. Sanibel Island. Question is, how do I get there? Let's see. I'll research that and figure it out. Thank you for the tip. I just love exploring new places. Could President Trump file for a hearing in front of the Supreme Court? This person asking that question like someone else did. The name of the book and the author. I'm not sure which book you're referring to. I'll just mention both of them. The new book that's come out by Peter Schweitzer. That book is called Profiles in Corruption, the most anticipated nonfiction book that I referenced a few minutes ago. Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. Also, I mentioned Taboo. That's the book I'm going to be reading this weekend, starting this weekend. Wilfred Riley is the author of that one. 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Not politically correct to do so. And what else do we have here? Person saying here about the problem with getting good Republicans. No quality Republicans care to run. Yeah, that is sad. Someone else has responded already. Thank you. No more Maxine. Goodness. Alan says, while you're at it, please purge that blasphemous clip of the guy who questions the veracity of Jesus' word. Nobody's questioning the veracity of Jesus' words. Anyway, but I understand that bothers a lot of people. I know. I love tweaking people, too. So I'll be honest about that. Let's go out to Fountain Inn and Todd. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Vince. How is your day today?
Going well, going well.
All right. First of all, y'all were, the gentleman or lady, I don't know, anyway, said, let's flip the house. That would be amazing, but might I remind people that we had Republicans in the Congress and the Senate for 2 years, and they did nothing. I mean,
yep.
That's
a good reminder, Todd. Yep.
And they did nothing. So, we can go around blaming the Democrats all we want, but, our people were in there and they blocked everything. Now, there's a couple people up there that were in high power that kind of controlled it, and sad to say that they passed away, but happy to say that they're gone. So maybe now something could get done. But also yesterday, I was watching when they were moving the impeachment papers over and stuff like that, and I finally figured out how they're going to get Joe Biden out of this Ukraine deal, because someone asked flat out, what if the Republicans call Hunter Biden and Joe Biden up there, and then Nadler got up there and said, well, look, here's the way it works. If it's irrelevant, then it's irrelevant. If someone robs a bank, we're after them for robbing the bank. If we find out that they committed forgery, we could care less about that. We're after them for robbing the bank. And I'm like, so you're basically saying that you could give a damn if they're guilty, as long as it doesn't, interfere with you trying to do Trump's corrupt stuff. I don't know if you caught that or not.
Yeah, we don't want to follow the evidence. We want evidence that's going to support what we want to prosecute for. I didn't think about that. That's a great point, Todd. The fact of the matter is, you have a crime, follow the trail of the crime.
That's what I'll
if you've got
follow.
One.
You follow the trail of the crime. No matter where it leads, you follow that trail and find out who committed the crime. And if they committed more crimes, it's just, extra gravy on the taters, so to say.
Got to remember that line.
Which leads back to the book Taboo, when you were reading off all those stats, and I was like, this guy better be careful because he's about to go against every mainstream media dialogue out there that, it's not just white men killing black men, that, you know, black men are killing themselves a lot. White men are killing themselves, you know, and all these statistics that they keep throwing up ain't exactly right.
Yep. And, you know, the thing that I really appreciated, too, is that point that he made about you want to make a difference. And I'm convinced of this. You really want to make a difference in the black community? Thanks for your call there, Todd. Why don't we focus for one generation on building only intact nuclear families? No more single-parent homes. We're not going to have sex outside of marriage. Can you imagine what we would do in a generation in the black community if we encouraged that? House manager.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Formally present impeachment articles to Senate. Ooh, this is so exciting. I don't know if I can contain the excitement. Let's go out to a call from Tim in Charlotte. Good morning.
How you doing today?
All right, sir.
Well, I've got questions. One question is, what do you think about the stunt with the pens that she's handing out and the photo ops when they're signing the articles? And then the second question I have is, and I don't know the answer to it, if they're complaining that Trump was trying to get dirt on Joe Biden to get him out of the race, how can Klobuchar and Sanders and Warren and anybody else that's a sitting senator, how can they sit in judgment of him if they're in a competition for the presidency?
Ooh, that's a good one. They have a vested interest in getting this guy out, don't they? And
right.
Or at least
so
doing harm to him.
Serious.
Yes, that's a great point. And to your point earlier about this pen thing and the photo op, I mean, and you know this, Tim, these people, they are not at all repentant or sad or sorry. Do you remember how she tried to make it? Oh, this is a really sad time. They are gloating. They're celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
This is a photo op. We're taking part in history. They're very proud of themselves for what they're doing. So
she is. That's her mark on. That's her. That's her mark in history.
Yes. And, you know, time will tell how this actually looks in history. Great to hear from you there, Tim. Let's scoot on down to Rock Hill and Ernest. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Doing well, sir.
You know, I'm hearing all this about which witness the Republicans would want to call first, Joe or Hunter Biden. Well, Hunter Biden's already stated in that TV interview that his name was what probably got him his jobs. We had the video of Joe Biden basically doing the quid pro quo, extorting the Ukraine. The first witness I think I would want to call would be Shokin, the former prosecutor that was fired because he has an affidavit out that he said it was basically political pressure, that he was was investigating Burisma and had planned to interview Hunter Biden. There was some smearing of him apparently done by some diplomats over there to make it look like he was a terrible prosecutor. He wasn't doing his job with corruption, but yet he was never prosecuted for anything. So to me, and he has a sworn affidavit, so he would be the perfect first witness that I would want to put up in question, because that would be the whatever he would testify to would more easily allow you to bring Biden in, Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden, and interview them afterwards. But I think the Democrats might get very concerned if that was the first witness you would bring in.
You better believe it. They don't want anything to do. And you heard this. I appreciate your call there, Ernest, a few days ago. You remember, I think it was Gerald Nadler who was making the point that Hunter Biden had nothing to do with this. That this is, you know, remember he said the most important, the most relevant thing is relevance. You remember that? That was really brilliant. I wonder if he stayed up all night coming up with that line. Let's go out to Ridgeway and Jay. Good morning, Jay.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for all that you do and your viewpoints. You were asking about Sanibel, and you wanted to look up Sanibel, how to get there?
Well, go right ahead.
Well, I retired as a captain for American Airlines, been flying from Charlotte down there for years. And you fly into Fort Myers.
Uh-huh.
And then it's only about a 45-minute car ride from there. You cross over the Fort Myers Bridge, takes you over towards Sanibel and Captiva.
Uh-huh.
And it's absolutely gorgeous, and I'll highly recommend that you go to the Mucky Duck Restaurant there. It's the best sunset in the world.
And Charles is affirming that. Yep. The Mucky Duck Restaurant. Yes. Okay.
Yep. It's right on the water. The sun sets right into the water. You look at your table, find out what time, look at your times, find out what time the sun sets. You get a couple appetizers, go sit on the beach and watch the sunset.
Oh, wow.
And then you're ready for dinner.
That sounds absolutely awesome. Jay, yes, I appreciate that. Hold on the line, by the way, because I want to get some additional information from you. That's kind of cool. See, I always look forward to these ideas. One of my ideas, by the way, I may as well just put this out there. Heck, I share just about everything. Well, not about everything else. One of my goals between, I don't know if I can do this in 1 year, I want to have visited every state in the union. That's one of my goals, to visit every single state. So I'm off to a pretty good start so far this year. I need to start making a list. I think that's what I need to do. Now, some of these places, places where I grew up and other things like that, put that on a list. But it is kind of, this should be interesting. I do want to mention, yesterday's program, we told you about a demonstration that took place. Pro-lifers who gathered because they're trying to encourage the passage of the South Carolina heartbeat abortion ban. Now, I learned a little bit more information about this that makes this so challenging, so difficult. It's not a matter of having a simple majority. Here's what has to happen. They have to have a two-thirds majority because of rules. Here's what's going on. Governor Henry McMaster has weighed in on this at the State House, announcing support for House Bill 3020, known as the Heartbeat Bill. The proposed state law would ban almost all abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, typically around the sixth week of pregnancy. The bill has already passed the House in November. Problem is, Senate leaders say they don't have the two-thirds vote needed to overcome a procedural hurdle that would allow the bill to pass. There were hundreds of supporters at the State House lobby yesterday calling for a vote on this bill. Governor McMaster has promised he's going to sign it if it does reach him. Opponents say most women don't even know they're pregnant at that time. Sometimes you really wonder. But seriously, those of you in South Carolina, call not just Republicans, call Democrats. And maybe they can be convinced to side with Republicans on this very basic human piece of legislation. This is not partisan. This is human. That's what matters. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Yeah, and the guys are laughing at me because I'm already scheming to do a little travel here. So just bear with me. I'll tell you what. There's a lot of interesting news that's going on, in the entertainment world. And we'll get to that during the course of this segment, as we normally do as we go through the day in history. You know, one of the things I was thinking, I was just reflecting on this because of the January 15th date and Martin Luther King. We have the official holiday that's going to be recognized on Monday. And so I want to make it very clear, we certainly will be addressing that. You know, I've said plenty of times before, one of my concerns is that I really believe that Martin Luther King, the message he communicated, the heart he communicated, we've lost that. That's one of the things that I very deeply regret, that we've reached a stage in history where this more militant mindset with victimology has unfortunately taken over. So any opportunity to remind people of the heart and the spirit of this guy, certainly we want to take advantage of the opportunity to do that. Right now, we take a look at the day in history as we bring in our good friend Lonzo, who is going to answer a few questions for us. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. I want to thank John for playing my entrance music. It was awesome.
You're welcome.
Your entrance music. Okay, we'll have to remember that for next time. We have a total of 7 questions, and some of these are going to be really tricky, but I'll do what I can. 1605, Cervantes' classic is published. The only thing I remember about this, I hated reading this, is a guy who fought windmills, imaginary windmills.
Don Quixote.
Yes. Excellent.
Oh, quit acting like you're so surprised. I read.
1786. The Council of Virginia guaranteed this type of freedom. In fact, it's the same reason that the folks left the old country to come to the new. What is it? What freedom?
Freedom of religion?
Religious freedom is correct. 1920. The originary dryuary kicked in as this particular type of legislation took effect a year after being ratified. Dryuaries, what took effect that brought about these dryuaries?
That does not sound like a real word. It sounds like the priest from Princess Bride.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Dryuaries. I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
Well, think wet, dry, wet and dry counties.
Oh, prohibition.
Yes, you got it.
Dryuaries, really?
Yeah, I know. I've never heard this before. 1945, this person descended into his bunker, and he was there for 105 days.
Hitler. Until
his demise. You're correct. Adolf Hitler. 1956, this country hasn't been in the news as much, declared Islam the official state religion of the country. What hint can we give you about this place? Mummies?
Egypt.
You are correct. Wow, we got a streak going here. 1979. What sort of hint should I give you for this one? The Shah left this country, and Islamic extremists would soon assume control. What was
Iran.
That? You are correct. And how about a clean sweep here, Mr. Reitzel? The White House announced this name for the Persian Gulf War. The Persian Gulf War. You remember Stormin' Norman?
Yeah, I do. I thought it was the Gulf War.
But it had a special, you know, they give these operations. Operation.
Oh, yeah. It's not shock and awe.
I bet it's on the tip of your tongue if I tell you.
Desert Storm.
You're correct. Can you believe Lonzo just did a clean sweep again?
Wow. Must have been the theme music I played for him.
It was. Vince still has no idea what we're talking about.
You revved him up. What was that theme music, by the way? What was that?
It was
that?
All-Star. I mean, come
on.
Oh,
that's
like
your
Shrek. I think of Shrek every time.
Yeah, me too.
Interesting.
I also think of Shrek when I look in the mirror, but that's just a personal thing.
That is so bad. How dare you insult yourself like that?
I thought it was insulting Shrek.
You have. Yeah, that's a possibility, too. I wasn't going to go there. I'm sure you saw the news that Dwayne Johnson's father has passed away, and that's pretty sad. A relatively young guy.
You know what? We were having a discussion about this yesterday. You know, Rocky Johnson was 75, but in the scheme of things, as far as wrestlers goes, that's pretty old.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Very true. That is very true, unfortunately.
Because wrestlers tend to die young from all the things they put their bodies through and some things they put in their bodies.
Yes, that is certainly a big problem. As we mentioned, Dwayne Johnson passing away at the age
of Rocky Johnson.
Rocky Johnson. Sorry about that. Rocky Johnson passing away at the age of 75.
Don't you kill off the Rock.
Yeah, exactly. This guy was a Hall of Famer. And, you know, I'm sure this is really the reason Dwayne Johnson is the man that he is, right?
His grandpa was also a wrestler.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
I think it was Chief Mayavia or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it's this has been passed on through the bloodstream and provided a great deal of entertainment for so many people, not just with wrestling, but as you well know now, with movies. So we certainly extend our condolences to The Rock. Our time is up. Everybody have a great day and God bless you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.